bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. Hey everyone, welcome. Oh my gosh. Stop.
This is the real Trent Speaks, starring Leanne. Take one out of one.
Leanne. Anyway, welcome in on this Thursday, March 22nd.
We're actually already recording on what day of the week
is it? It doesn't matter what day
Monday.
It is. Welcome in on this Thursday, March 22nd, by the time you're listening to it.
Can they hear me heavy breathing?
As you can tell, I have my first ever in-person guest this week. It's the person who's said to me it's many times.
The person they all want to hear.
It's the person that said to me many times, when are you going to have me on? I'll be a guest. She's even said, when are you going to interview me? People would love that. Ask me my story. So here she is, Leanne Herman.
That is me.
Hey. Wow, that's exciting. Last night she was telling me as we were talking about this podcast and getting ready to record that she doesn't know how she would do because she feeds off of people and she goes, I would just be talking to a microphone. And
sorry, right now I'm on Instagram.
And I said, well, I'll be there. She's like, oh, yeah. So really, you're not alone, even though you think you're alone. She's literally trying to post on Instagram right now. Because she's, quote unquote, my marketer.
Yeah, we're building this business together, and I'm
not
doing
ours.
The real, unedited, no. Raw stuff on Instagram.
Leanne, your finger is bleeding.
I know.
Were you picking at it?
No. Okay, edit that out.
Why?
Because. So, you wanted to interview me? Let's go at it.
Well, you're the one who's like, I don't want any structure. I just want to talk.
Okay.
As I'm going through preparing for this, trying to tell Leanne about the structure of how I'm going to ask questions and everything, she goes, Trent, I don't need structure. We're just going to talk.
You know, go with the flow. Like, we don't need no notes. We don't need no stuff to refer to. We just talk.
We are talking. So last week, the podcast was about taking risks and everything. And the week before that, it was about being vulnerable. I guess, are there any risks or any vulnerable things that you care to share? Any risks that you've taken in your life?
Well, it all started when I married you. Just kidding. That was great. That was a good risk. The best risk I ever took.
Okay, well, do you have any?
Oh shit, I should have thought of something.
It's supposed to be a family-friendly podcast, and you're
well,
swearing.
This is the real raw stuff.
You know, my mom listens to this podcast.
It's okay. Hold on, we're gonna be here a while. Let's talk about something else while I can think of something.
All right, well, we can always loop back around to it, I suppose. I guess kind of talk to me, so I always joke how, you know, when we first met that you thought I was annoying, I thought you were obnoxious, and so really it was love at first sight. I've kind of shared my story a few different times. I don't know that I've ever really shared it fully on here, but I guess kind of what were your initial thoughts and how
so this is going to be uninterrupted by you.
We'll see.
Okay, so, Trent.
I'm already bored.
I saw him freshman year. He's weird. Wore his red hat. Looked like Where's Waldo with his man Ugg boots.
But you could always find me.
Kind of homeless looking. Was sitting outside during a fire drill. Up
How
against
did you know
the
what
wall.
I looked like
I don't
freshman
know because
year.
You added me on. Okay. So let me reroute myself. So he added me on Facebook like freshman year. On one of those like group pages for class of 2014. Yeah, 2014.
Well, 14 for me, it turned into 15 for you.
I couldn't leave college, wasn't ready. And so you added me, and I was like, okay, whatever. I'll add people and then delete them later. So I added you because you added me.
And you thought I was cute.
No. And I was like, this kid is so weird. Why is he posting his life story on Facebook? Don't care that you couldn't find a matching sock, okay?
Did I post that?
No, it's just an exaggeration. But that's the kind of stuff you would post on your life story on Facebook. So I was like, okay, delete. So I deleted him. And then we met sophomore year because we were on the welcome crew. And we welcomed everyone to Northern. And you were really obnoxious and annoying. But somehow I was so, like, intrigued by you and how annoying you were. Because I feel like it was someone outdoing me. So I was like, who is this person? And then we started talking. But it was more like, I don't know, how would you describe it?
Getting to know each other's life stories?
Yeah, we did that.
I know, we didn't... That was the day that they started awarding on Welcome Crew for who moved in, who were the hardest workers.
Oh, and we were the slackers.
And then we were the biggest chumps of the day because we moved in one person literally the entire day.
Because we were engaging in each other's life stories.
Obviously, it was worth it.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But there was hesitation.
No, there wasn't.
You know, you keep... So, funny enough, before we started this podcast, I was trying to tell Leanne where she needs to keep her vocals and everything so that she doesn't
My vocals are just fine.
So she doesn't blow your speakers. So we were messing with some different levels and stuff here.
Trent, it's the laugh. They love it. I was going to say,
it's that laugh. It's the laugh that everyone knows. Even in the campus visit office back when we worked at Northern Michigan, everyone always knew your laugh. Or even if you were on the other side of a room, we knew if you were coming or if you were over there because we just listened for your laugh.
Yep, I can't help it.
Why did I just get a Snapchat from you?
I don't know.
I'm literally sitting right next to you.
I haven't taken one.
I don't know. So I guess, what are your thoughts on a couple of weeks ago when I was talking about struggles and being vulnerable?
About. I didn't think of anything yet. Okay.
You didn't even let me finish. That wasn't the question. Oh. I talked about the long distance marriage and how I think that for us right now is a struggle in terms of it's not, what am I trying to say? It's not every day that someone gets married and says, all right, let's live. What are you doing?
Clapping.
Yeah, that's annoying. It's not every day that, or it's not conventional that you would get married and then live apart.
That was my word.
Conventional?
Yeah, you said all the time.
That's the word I was trying to think of, and I just thought of it. Mm. So I guess give me your thoughts, give me your take, and what are the struggles, what are the strengths, and kind of what advice do you have for other people in terms of their struggles and finding help and encouragement and positivity?
Well, the struggle is real when you get married and then you're like, let's move apart. Sounds like a great idea.
Stop clapping.
I can't. I'm just so excited. But I mean, it's hard. I mean, when you're in a long distance relationship and you don't get to talk every day. But I mean, the outcome is worth it. Like in the end, like, you know, after I'm done with my studies and school, like, we'll be back together. Like, it's just a temporary thing. It sucks in the meantime, but sometimes you got to make the sacrifices to where you want to get in the outcome. And, I mean, it works for us right now. That's not to say, like, it works for everyone, but, I mean, ultimately, like, when everything is said and done, like, it's going to be for the greater good, I guess. Because I'm going to be saving lives.
Stop clapping. And you probably keep hearing Leanne hitting the table and hitting the microphone. Leanne, stop that.
Sorry. I'm just trying to get my...
Do you see these spikes? That means that it's going to be really loud.
You know, in medicine, that's artifact.
I did see a photo the other day, actually, and it said... if there's ups and downs in your life,
it's called artifact.
No, if it's ups and downs,
on an EKG.
Yeah, you don't want a straight line because that just means you're dead. So you definitely want ups and downs.
Well, you don't want artifact, because then they can't tell if you're alive or not.
What's artifact?
It's like the static and this stuff. Stop. Oh, but anyways, so back to what we were talking about.
You get mad at me for jumping around, and here you go.
Right. I was just kind of rambling. I didn't have like a good, I didn't wrap that up really well.
You're the one that told me, Dylan and I talked about this. It's kind of what a podcast is. It's just rambling. That's what you told me at least. And Dylan confirmed that a couple weeks ago as a guest.
Right. You want me to ramble some more?
No, you were trying to get back to a point and then you just got off topic.
I lost my point.
Obviously. Leanne, so kind of talk to me about your career path. So you went to college and you wanted to be a surgeon. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you wanted to do surgery in what?
I wanted to be a neurosurgeon.
Neurosurgeon, for those of you that don't know, is like brain.
Brain surgeon, spinal cord surgeon.
So had you always been interested in the brain and the neuroscience?
I have. I don't really know where, well, I guess I always wanted to be a doctor. And then when I got to college, I realized like the lifestyle a doctor has, and it wasn't exactly what I wanted. So I started to explore some different careers that were in medicine that were more patient care oriented rather than a lot of, I guess, I don't know, bigger, like more, I don't know, things that had a lot more responsibility that I wanted to have. I wanted something that was more like engaging with people, getting to know them, not, you know, stepping in a room for 5 minutes and walking out. So I started looking at some different careers like physician assistant, and I was looking to pursue that, applied a couple times, but didn't have much luck with it.
And it's then, competitive.
Yeah, it is competitive. And I think that it was something that sounded like a good idea to me, but wasn't what I was supposed to be doing. So then I was working for a year and a half or so in patient care, and took some time to think and reflect and decided, oh, well, maybe I should pursue nursing. It's always kind of been like something that's been in the back of my mind. My mom is a nurse, and she kind of had that, she kind of had an influence on me. Don't tell her I'm admitting it. So I decided to look into nursing, went for it and, got into nursing school. So, I've been in school for a year and I have a year left, and I couldn't be more thrilled, and I'm getting burnt out, but the end is in sight and I can't wait.
So I guess kind of talk to me. I know that you were saying that you just kind of talked the brief version of your career path, but I know that your dad having a stroke had a big impact on that as well.
Yeah, actually. So my dad had two strokes, one in 2011 and one in 2012. Shout out to my dad, because he's probably going to listen to this later
on. Does he listen?
Oh, yeah, he listens. Trent, he loves you. It's so annoying how, like, he, like, just, oh, Trent. It's just, you know, right?
Yeah, everyone loves
him. People know what I'm talking about. They're like, oh, Trent.
People love
me. And I'm like, yeah, Trent.
Leanne and I are always constantly fighting for center attention. So she was trying to tell me yesterday not to overshadow her on this podcast.
This is my podcast.
Because this was her place.
All right, I'm going to turn this like podcast around on you at the end. So we'll get through my stuff and then we'll just, you know, start asking you questions. I'll ask you the deep stuff. Yeah, my dad had a couple strokes, and it was while I was a freshman in college, and that's an interesting story. I could tell that on a different day, or I could tell it now.
Just tell it now. That's why you're here.
Oh, okay. So it was like family weekend at Northern, and my family came to visit, and we went to, oh gosh, what was that restaurant called? It's on 41.
What's it start with?
I don't remember. It was by the Motel 6 or Motel 8. The guys, I'm going to get this. It's really pathetic.
Right. It doesn't matter.
No, what the restaurant does matter. Was. It matters to me.
Did the restaurant have an impact?
Yeah, it did, because after we... Oh, it had an impact on the story. Oh, shoot. What is it?
All right. Well, anyway, we'll come back to the restaurant. I'll look it up for you while you tell the story.
So after we went out to breakfast, my dad was feeling kind of weird. And I was like, oh, let's go hiking.
Hudson's?
No. I was like, oh, let's go hiking. So we're going to climb up Sugarloaf. So we went to Sugarloaf. And we started climbing it. And when we got there... And we
stop
got
out. Playing with the lighter.
After we got out of the car, my dad wasn't feeling great. His gait was off. He was walking kind of weird. Something just didn't seem right. And then we got 3/4 up the mountain and kind of figured out he was having a stroke. So we called 911.
Okay, hold on. Stop looking away, because if you don't talk into the microphone,
sorry,
it
can
sounds
you, am
weird.
I enunciating correctly? So... After that, so we got up like 3/4 of the way, and then we had to call the ambulance, and then they came up with this huge like wheelbarrow stretcher kind of thing, and they wheeled them down, and then we went to the ER, and then after family weekend, we had to bring them home, and that was the experience of my dad's stroke. But where I'm getting to this is the way that, why... I am so intrigued and fascinated by like neurology, also patient care is because
Perkins?
Like, no, not Perkins. Just the way I want to say Lawry's, but it's not Lawry's because that's seasoning salt. but just the way that the healthcare professionals are like. Interacting with myself and my dad and my family just really showed me like what it meant to be like a good healthcare provider. And I was just so impressed. And it just made me want to do the same for other people. So that's kind of where it came from and stemmed from. Sorry, am I talking into this enough? Is this good? Are my levels good?
To the side.
And so I don't know. I just developed fascination of the brain and how it works. I studied psychology at Northern and I really liked that, but I didn't want to do anything in psychology. I just liked the medical aspect of it. And after college, I started working at a brain injury rehabilitation, and I really enjoyed that. I got to work with individuals that were victims of car accidents, but I also got to see like their progression from their injury to where they are today. So that was really cool, and I really loved that. But I think that after I finish nursing school, I'd like to do maybe like neuro ICU or something like that. I'm interested in like the like acute illnesses and like the acute phases of injury. So I think that would be really cool. But I don't know yet. We got a year left, so who knows? Do you want me to keep talking? Because I can do that.
I mean, what are you going to talk about? Because I have more questions. Leanne, stop playing with stuff and start looking more
okay,
at the
sorry.
Microphone.
Okay.
Leanne has, I don't know if it's diagnosed, but Leanne has like ADD or ADHD or whatever, because she is all over the place right now. She's biting her fingers and then she's playing with stuff on the table. She can't sit still.
Never can, never will.
Except you can nap just fine all the time. Leanne, so you've ran 2 half marathons now. 3?
3.
What got you into running?
Sarah Pingle. She is my motivation.
That's it? Just a friend?
Yeah. She's like, so Sarah is one of my friends from college, and she one day was just like, oh, I'm going to run a half marathon. And I was like, oh, that sounds cool. She's like, want to do it with me? And I said, yeah, let's do it. So we trained for a race one summer together, in Marquette, and that was probably the best training experience I've ever had because I had somebody physically there to do it with me. And we've trained for other races, like, together, but obviously in different parts of the country, which isn't as fun because it's more fun to suffer when you have someone to suffer with. But, yeah, I like running when I am into it, you know. It's hard to get back into once you haven't done it for a while, but the last race they actually ran was with Sarah, and that was in October, I think, September.
Her wedding was in September, so it might
have
been October.
It was September. It was 2 weeks later. No, just kidding. That was her friend's.
I don't think they care when the race actually
was. No, they don't. It was in the fall.
Just like they don't care what the name of the restaurant was that your dad went to.
No, I do, because everyone that is listening to this that went to school at Northern.
Oh, I bet it's killing them right now.
It is. No, they probably know, and they're like screaming it at me right now, and I can't hear them, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't know. Johnson's. What is it?
And now you're on this new workout regimen as well?
Yeah, you know, everyone gets on one of those, like, workout kicks every now and then, here and there, and it's a matter of, like, sticking with it. And I told myself I'm going to stick with one for once and not give up. So it's kind of like a late New Year's resolution, I guess. It's an 80-day program, and I am on day 26, so it's the longest I've stuck with something. Hopefully I'll stick it out through 80 days. I don't see why I won't, because I've already gotten this far and I don't want to break the streak. It's like a Snapchat streak, you know? You don't want to break it, but I break them all the time. So clearly Snapchat's not very important to me. But this workout thing is kind of important to me right now. I think it's also pretty cool that I'm like, well, I don't think that, I don't know. It's like working out well, not workout, because I like have a set schedule for school right now, and I'm able to commit to something because I'm making it a priority. But if it were like, I don't know, any other time and I didn't have a set routine, it might be a little bit more difficult to follow.
You know, I made a note earlier, even though you're like, oh, we don't need your notes or anything. But why don't you talk a little bit about, so you're talking about nursing and everything, and you were talking about, you are really in love with the medical field, essentially. Why don't you talk a little bit about your trip to Tanzania? Was it 5 years ago now?
Yeah, it was. So I went to Tanzania in Africa.
And she gets this huge smile on her face.
Yeah.
Stretches her arms like she's about to tell a 20-minute story.
I went to Tanzania in Africa for 3 weeks in 2013, and it was a medical internship through a program that a couple of my friends and I had found. And we stayed at, like, this. It was, like, we stayed at the program's, like, I don't know, house, campus, whatever you want to call it. And there were other people, other students from across the world that also were in this program. I think there might have been like 20 of us, 25 or something. And we just got to shadow and observe healthcare in an underserved area. It was vastly different than what healthcare is like here. But it was just very eye-opening and a very humbling experience, and also comes to show like how, like, even if resources are given to like some of these like underprivileged areas, they might not necessarily be able to utilize them to their full extent. For example, there was a incubator, like what babies are put in after they're born to develop a little bit more and stay warm, that was donated to the program, but they were unable to use it because it required clean water to be used. So they obviously don't have the cleanest water in Africa and didn't have a supply to be able to use for that specific incubator. So they just use it as a bassinet. And it's unfortunate that even like stuff that's donated, like I said before, isn't able to be used in its full purpose, but every little bit of donations and supplies that they do receive is so beyond like words and like really helps out so much. So it was just really cool to see. We went to an orphanage and we donated like toothbrushes and toothpaste and stuff, and the kids were, we taught them how to brush their teeth, and it was really cool. And it just made you want to take the kids home, and they're just so cute. Yeah, it was fun. I would go back in a heartbeat. And I also went on a real live African safari, and that was so cool.
And I know you heard lions roaring and everything.
Oh, yeah, I saw lions eating a giraffe right in front of me.
So you mentioned how you want to take the kids home, which is really actually kind of funny because you are not ready for kids. We've had this conversation many times. You're not ready for kids, which is okay, obviously. But why don't you kind of talk about...
I don't have to explain myself to the podcast.
You don't even know what the question is.
All right, let's hear it, and then I'll judge whether I'm going to answer it.
Why don't you kind of talk about... We had Piper, of course, and Piper was like our child. Yep. For those of you that don't know, we had Piper. She was about a year and a half when she passed away from a... What would you call it? A medical mishap.
Not a medical mishap. It was just a freak thing that happens.
Right, it's a medical thing, though.
No, but that makes it seem like it was medicine that was the fault. It was just the universe that was the fault.
Well, her body was the fault, I guess, in a way. Her bones were the issue.
Okay.
She had the genetic structure of a 10-year-old dog, and she was not even two. I guess so... Again, don't want to have kids, had the dog like a child. Kind of talk about that impact and how really it was like having a child. I mean, the maybe you know a little bit more about this because of your psychology background and everything. But I guess it's kind of the trauma from it and how it kind of correlates to the loss of an actual loved one. I know you and I have looked at a lot of different articles that kind of talk about that, how sometimes it's harder to lose a loved pet than a person sometimes, just because of that emotional connection that you can have.
Right. So Piper was my child, and I raised her from puppyhood.
Our child.
Well, I spent more time with her. So she was more of my
child.
She
quite often sat by the patio door waiting for me to come home.
Okay, yeah, because you were one of her humans, but I was her mother. What was the question?
I was kind of just talking about that trauma and like
how... Oh, yeah. So even like still it's hard to...
Fathom.
Yeah. I mean, one day your dog is up and running around and the next day just not feeling great and really sick and stuff. So it's just, you know, one of those things that is... That's part of life and is unfortunate, but you have to make every day as it comes and... We've got the memories to look back on her, and it's still really hard, but you get through it. What?
Nothing. Okay, so you said that you were at some point going to flip this around on me. Obviously, this interview isn't about me, but I guess what was it you were going to try and flip around here?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you put a lot of thought into it.
I just say stuff. So, Trent.
Well, you're not even talking in the microphone.
Where did you get the...
You'd be a really bad host.
I would.
You would look this way and talk from way back here and expect people to hear you and listen to you like this.
Because now... Okay, I don't like being close to the microphone because then they can hear me heavy breathing. Trent, stop. They're going to think it's me.
Maybe it is.
So, where did you get the...
Okay, now you're just trying to think of stuff.
I know. I see. I'm better when I have something to go off of,
I guess.
You don't
have to talk just to fill time. These are however long they just end up being. You don't have to actually fill a certain time.
Oh, But are we trying to record break here for time?
No, we're not.
We can.
No. All right. Well, thank you to Leanne.
Whoa. No. What? So let's talk about...
No, this is going to be... Let's talk about the oxygen and carbon monoxide we're breathing in and out right now.
Talk to me about the Michigan game the other night.
No one cares.
They don't?
I mean, I care, but these people aren't going to care.
Okay, talk to me about...
Leanne, you're just trying to fill time. You are, because see, you're not answering. You just don't want it to end because you're like, oh, shoot, I'm not going to be able to be center of attention anymore.
Right. Ask me some better stuff about, like, my life, not, like, school or I don't know.
All right. What is something I didn't ask you that you'd like to share about your life? So you can't even think of anything. You can't even think of anything, and it's almost like you had it in your mind that I didn't ask you something.
I don't want it to end.
All right. Well, thank you to Leanne for joining me this week. No. My first ever.
It's my first ever. It doesn't end until I say it ends.
My first ever in-person guest. You know, I can turn your side off.
No. Yeah. It's fine. I'll jump onto your side. Oh, my voice is probably loud enough to hear.
All right. So thank you to Leanne for joining me as my first ever in-person guest.
It's like you're trying to wrap this thing up.
I am. I turned you off. They can't hear you.
Yes, they can hear me. I'm sure they can still hear me.
Thank you for being my first ever in-person guest. Again, as always, if you have a story to share or you know someone who does, have them reach out to me at Trent Speaks on Instagram or TrentSpeaks@gmail.com. Hopefully, I'll have a couple more guests here in the next couple of weeks, but I'm always looking to fill those weeks up.
Stay tuned for Leanne Cooking with
Leanne was Trent my first ever... You're not even going to be here when this airs. Leanne was my first ever female guest, which is kind of surprising.
And sexist.
But, but I have a lot more female guests coming up here in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to try and connect with my friend Saul. Saul, he is blind, so he wants to kind of talk about how that's affected his life. And so I'm going to also try and connect with a couple other people as well. And get them on here. But again, if you have a story to share, you know someone who does.
I want an open
forum. Trent Speaks on Instagram or TrentSpeaks@gmail.com. You want an open forum?
Yeah, I want people to ask me stuff.
How are they going to ask you stuff?
I don't know.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have Leanne back on again sometime. So also feel free to send in any questions that you have specifically for Leanne. And maybe we can get her on the phone and we can double up the guest one week. So
make sure they come quick because spring break's almost over.
So feel free to send those questions along. And then I will ask them to Leanne as if it's an open forum, I suppose.
I need an open forum.
So thank you. Leanne, I'm going to turn you back on here. I'm going to give you a chance, to see if you even have anything insightful to say here. Leanne, I've been leaving people with advice or something to think about over the past couple of weeks, to end the podcast, what do you got? What do you got for the people?
Okay, Trent, this is advice for you.
No, not for me. I want it for the people.
Be a rule breaker. Right, break the rules sometimes.
I'm editing this out.
No, don't edit this out because people need to hear this.
No, I'm editing this out.
No, you don't need to because this is the raw, unedited.
I'm editing this out.
No.
Yeah.
Break the rules every now and then. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt anyone unless it's really bad. But I don't mean like that. Just, you know, break the rules every now and then. Like, jump over a fence rather than going through the gate. Something like that.
All right. Well, to me, this is bad advice. So I'm just going to tell you, have a great week. It is spring break time-ish. So get out there, enjoy the weather, and I'll catch you next week in the last week of March for the Trent Speaks podcast. See you later.
Bye. See ya. Ciao. Sayonara. A Wiedersehen. Adios.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.